same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. Told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at.
Like that song, you got something wrong with your son. Anyway,
back to the article. These cutouts are continually acting as sociopathic, two-faced liars and deceivers, and committing major RICO criminal acts for the world Zionists every day, many times a day. What's the cause of all this? What earlier events brought us to this sad point in America? According to respected biblical historian Michael Heiser, the following events occurred much earlier in history and set the stage for the hijacking of planet Earth by Satan, his fellow fallen ones, and his cutouts, the world Zionist, a.k.a. the Babylonian Talmudics, and I would also say elements of the other religions. As Paul said, the wolves have already entered the flock and have started to scatter it. So we've got in Christianity our own cutouts, our own demonics, and Islam is full of them as well. And then you go on to all the other more pagan systems. Of course, they're going to be full of demons. But let's move on. Satan was the head cherubim of God's almighty ruling counselor of lesser Elohim. God Almighty is the first cause. The great I am, the creator of all, the Alpha and the Omega. These lesser Elohim were responsible for managing the universe according to God's policies and will. When Satan rebelled, one-third of the other lesser Elohim or angels followed him. God Almighty kicked them out of heaven and imprisoned them on planet Earth. In total violation of God's Almighty's edicts, 200 lesser Elohim, the Watchers, decided to descend to planet Earth, and at Mount Hermon, all right, that's right there in the Middle East, 33rd parallel, to breed with the most beautiful earth women to start their own race. Their progeny were called the Nephilim, the great men of old, the giants, 12 feet or more tall, 6 fingers, 6 toes, 2 sets of teeth, one in front of the other, red hair and long beards. These 200 Elohim or watchers knew they were violating God's rules, so they formed a joint pact together. And you get into this with the book of Enoch especially. They thought this joint pact to rebel together would protect him from God's judgment. The Nephilim were notorious warriors and evil to the core like their fathers, pure psychopaths. These lesser gods, the Watchers, were just like their head lesser god, Satan, evil to the core. And this is what, and I'm going off the script here, this is what projected or was the manifestation of a lot of these pantheons of the Greeks and the Romans, the Nordics and the rest of them. Okay. This is where the pantheon of gods came from. And these were actually the demons and their progeny on the earth. Okay. The great Olympus and all that other stuff. This is where this all comes from. Soon the whole earth was filled with evil and all flesh had become evil. God decided to destroy most of all human animal and animal life on earth because of its corruption. All right, the spirits of these now dead Nephilim became demons called the jinns by Islamics, but they had to continue their evil ethereally, interdimensionally, as unseen evil but powerful spirits activated through occult rituals and practices. That is, they had to be invited in by humans and could enter easily if someone lost their soul through practicing too much evil and their conscience becoming seared. Bible talks about your conscience becoming seared as with a hot iron. It seems as if a certain small percentage of humans are born with no conscience, as pure psychopaths. And I don't have the time to cover this whole article, but you're getting the gist of it. It's giving you basically a compendium of biblical theology really packed in tight to where you get the kind of the stuff that the preachers really don't talk about. But this is where the spirit cooking, the demonic packs for magicians, the rock stars who have to do their little contracts, the casting couch for kids and women and men, this Hollywood hierarchy, DC, the political hierarchy, okay, London, Tel Aviv, it doesn't matter. You have this same sort of hierarchical structure, basically, where people have to be compromised, blackmailed, and all the rest of it. But then trafficking in the souls of men, as the Book of Revelation talks about, this is like deviltry, where people do all this stuff, conjuring, all the weird things that we see in the music industry is a big one, but Hollywood and the rest of it. And now we're seeing this, basically we're seeing the revelation of the method here. It's got me very creeped out. Okay. And let's talk about this, and I'm going to move into this movie Open Secret. Okay. You know, Jones this week interviewed, let me find it, Amy Berg, interesting name, and a guy named Gabe, short for Gabriel, I guess, Hoffman. Okay, so they've been working on this documentary for some years about Hollywood pedophilia and so forth, okay? And so what's very crazy is this. Hey, Ken, get clip 8 ready. Now, this is Entertainment Tonight, folks. This is the revelation of the method. So Alex Jones interviews these people from An Open Secret. Now, Entertainment Tonight, I mean, people are at bars watching this. People like my parents are watching this. So this is an across-the-board spectrum of the revelation of the method. Ken, let's do clip 8.
There's a new documentary that is all about the dark side of Hollywood and how some power players allegedly use their positions to prey on young aspiring actors. The film is called An Open Secret, and as Nichelle Turner found out, there are some Hollywood power brokers who hope this film never sees the light of day. In tonight's big picture, Hollywood's darkest secret.
They would go to the auditions and so forth to try to pick the ones that they wanted.
At one point, he said, you know what, why don't you just take off your clothes? Take off your clothes and let me see what you look like.
You've seen their faces. One alleged victim had roles in What's Eating Gilbert Grape and The Apostle. Another is an aspiring musician who was violated when he was just 11 years old. Meet Evan Henze. He is just one of five telling their stories in the documentary An Open Secret. The 21-year-old says he was abused for 5 years by his manager, Marty Weiss, who was convicted for his sex crimes on Evan in 2012.
Do you remember that first time?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What happened?
We went to the park and we played basketball. So it was that night he touched me. At 11, I didn't know it was improper. It just didn't make any sense to me.
But Evan may not be the only one. The manager also allegedly abused the late Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. Feldman told us it didn't end there.
When I look back at a picture of when I was 15 years old and I was surrounded by five men, and every one of those men in that photograph is a pedophile, that's a pretty big problem. I was molested, and I said yes. I allowed it to happen. But I was a child.
I was told that this is everyday business, and he made me feel like I have to do that in order to get any job. He was just saying this was common in the industry. He said, if you have sex with me, then we'll go to SeaWorld the next day.
When did you finally decide, I have to tell someone?
At 18. I tape recorded an hour-long conversation, and I asked him straightforward, why did you abuse me?
And how did he respond?
He responded and said that you were coming on to me at 12. That was not the case.
It was that recording that helped put Weiss behind bars.
People don't want to be the first to call out. People don't want to be the whistleblower. And what's sick is children are being abused. Children are being fondled. It sickens me. I don't want to be a part of that.
You know, Evan isn't letting this deter him. He is still singing, and he plans to give entertainment a shot. He's currently writing songs for himself.
Okay, good stop it, Ken. Thank you. So this open secret, it's free until the Halloween night. Okay, I find that interesting. Amy Berg and Gabriel Hoffman. I don't know if these two are Jewish or not. But you get into this. Okay, so E.T. drops it and Entertainment Tonight. Jones has this big show with Gabriel Hoffman this week. So I started looking around at an open secret and so forth. And I'm just like, you know what? Then I see that it was pumped by Entertainment Tonight with this Weinstein, this Hurricane Harvey thing. I see something synthetic here. I almost see, you know, there's people out here that want to say this is Trump taking down the pedophile networks. Jones has kind of been pushing this. And look, Trump tweeted like 5-6 years ago about all the pedo racket, and they should be basically rounded up. And he actually, I think he said killed in on Twitter like 5-6 years ago. Now, and then there's a whole nother side that's very anti-Trump that says Trump screws around with Ivanka and Trump is really close to Jeffrey Epstein and so forth. And he's part of the racket. And so there's this battle going on about who our president really is. Is Donald one of these predators? You know, he's 70 now. I don't know if his, you know, if his equipment works, you know, I know I'm being silly here, but I'm not. Was there a repentance? You know, look, I've got a lot to repent for, and so do you. And so let's say Trump was a creep earlier in his life. And somewhere along the way, the fear of our God struck him. It strikes me all the time. And so, now I've never been no creep. I just go soon put a bullet in my own head before I mess with a kid. But, you know, sin is sin. And, I mean, and hey, the pedo sin, that to me is an automatic, you know, basically string of SOB up and hanging by the nearest tree type thing. But we live in this progressive America to where, you know, talk like that will get you in some trouble, boy. But, you know, I'm just talking philosophically where I'm at. But, you know, all of us are sinners in some way or another. Now, look, the whole pedo thing to us normal people is, hey, you deserve instant justice, especially if you're caught in the act messing with a kid or something. Or like on video, these child porn weirdos that actually promote the stuff and actually record it. I just assume as a real, you know, vigilante hit squad, just to go ahead and take care of it on site. You know, that would be my preference, even if these guys were cops. You know, and I'm not talking about cops using force in a malevolent way. That would be a benevolent way. But I'm just talking here. But anyway, back to where we were. Let's talk about Corey Feldman was in the late last video, okay? What I just played on Entertainment Tonight, and of course all of us that pay attention know Barbara Walters basically tried to throw Corey under the bus in a video not that long ago, to where she's like, "You're tainting an entire industry. You're destroying an entire industry." And he's like, "Well, hey, I'm just telling you the truth." And so Feldman is real, and guess what? He's supposed to be playing here with his little crazy band of these girls dressed like angels and so forth here in St. Louis in a few days. But he's out on tour. He just got arrested in Louisiana, which has very strict marijuana laws, folks. And so you can see the kind of nefarious crap behind the scenes here. Ken, let's rock clip two real quick.
This article is about Corey Feldman, gone to pot. Ex-child star Corey Feldman arrested for marijuana possession after speaking out about Hollywood pedo ring amid Weinstein's scandal. More on Feldman's arrest. Former child star Corey Feldman has been hit with a drugs charge just days after he spoke out about sexual abuse in Hollywood. The 46-year-old, who starred in films including The Goonies and The Lost Boys as a teenager, was due to perform with his band in Louisiana, USA before being arrested by police. He was charged with one count of possessing marijuana and one count in regard to a traffic violation, according to local reports in Richland Parish. The News Star reported that the actor-turned-musician was not held in jail overnight, but that he was likely have to pay a fine. He was due to perform at the nearby Live Oaks Bar and Ballroom, but in a Facebook post earlier today, the venue said that due to unforeseen circumstances, the Corey Feldman show has been canceled. We would like to apologize for the cancellation. He will still be coming to hang out, and it's totally free. The arrest happened a few days after Feldman spoke out against sexual abusers in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Writing on social media on Thursday, he detailed his alleged experience while a child star in Hollywood. It isn't the first time he has spoken out about the issue, and alleges that a pedophile abused him and other child stars. In a string of tweets, he said, "I am working on a plan that may be a way forward to shed some light on this situation, if I can figure out a way to get actual justice." He added, "Nobody should live their lives in fear except those who committed these heinous crimes in the first place. I have faith God will see this through."
All right,
for several years, Feldman has...
Go ahead and stop it there. This is fascinating to me because everybody knows about the Saw Man, Craig Sawyer, okay? This big tactical insider guy that Alex Jones has been having on, okay? He's on all these kind of like, you know, A&E and all these other kind of cable networks, whereas he's a real badass. And he started Vets for Child Rescue, okay? This ties in with Chester Bennington and the guy from Soundgarden, Chris. I can't think of it right now because this is, like Jones says, this is teleprompter free. But anyway, Audio Slave and Soundgarden singer, and then Chester Bennington, these two hangings where these two guys were supposedly involved in some, kind of anti-child trafficking activism, okay? And so now you got Feldman getting hit with a weed charge in Louisiana right before he's supposed to play. Feldman's supposed to be up here in St. Louis in about, I think, about a week and a few days. It's a kind of a pricey show, $25 or $30. I was looking at just going to, you know, as a kind of an anthropologist, because some people are saying he's in full meltdown, and he's close to me in age. Very weird, but I figured I would put that out there. Now, hey, Ken, get clip 10 ready, okay? This is Roger Stone talking to Alex Jones in the last couple days about the Weinstein Epstein connection. Let's do clip 10. We got clip 10.
Our intrepid crew of researchers are so on target that as soon as Roger Stone 5 minutes ago broke that Harvey Weinstein is under criminal investigation by the FBI and Justice Department for connections to Jerry Epstein and the Lolita Express child Jeffrey kidnapping Epstein. Aircraft operation with Bill Clinton, they were able to go, wait, we just saw that clip that got no attention from a major award show a few years ago where Weinstein was bragging that he was the chief projectionist for 8 years at the White House and traveled with Bill Clinton everywhere while the Epstein flights were taking place.
We'll get this after the break. But this is a buildup between Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, and Jeffrey Epstein. So very weird. We'll see you guys in the other side.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back. Symbiote Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the network if you can, folks. No big deal, but we rely on basically donations, the politically incorrect nature of this network. Anyway, so let's see here. We were playing. We were at, Stone and Weinstein and Lolita Express and Bill Clinton at clip 10. Let's continue that clip.
Is big, and that's what my law enforcement sources told me. Some of which have been involved in these big raids you've seen in the news, catching all these kidnappers of kids, just hundreds a day it's happening. But the mainstream media won't report on it. It's only in local news. They've been telling me that this is exactly what was about to happen. We've got the producer of one of the big films about to join us, but let's play this clip and then get Roger Stone's take on it. Here he is at the GLAAD Awards with Jennifer Lawrence now, who's really disgusting to me, fawning. I heard she casting couch quite a bit with him, fawning over her lord and savior, Mr. Epstein. So I guess she's a little too old for him. Here it is.
And I just wanted to tell you that how I really got to know the president really well. some of you don't know, because there wasn't a Senate confirmation hearing. This was done rather privately. I was the chief projectionist at the White House from 1992 to 2000. And I'm going to tell you, the president and I saw so many movies together. I'm not kidding, by the way. We saw so many movies together. Some of mine, like Good Will Hunting, and I remember seeing The Harmonists, and so many great films with the president. We even built a little, when on vacation, we even built a little portable screening room for the president.
Oh.
I can tell you, you know what I mean, that...
At the little pleasure island, maybe? Roger, the 3 minutes we have left, amazing breaking news here for InfoWars, not just your POTUS conversation yesterday, but now this. What else can you tell us about the bombshell you just dropped?
Well, great research there by the InfoWars.
Okay, go ahead, stop it, Ken. So basically, Weinstein bragging that he was Clinton's projectionist, okay? These guys are flying around on with Epstein with their little underage orgy island with Prince Andrew and the rest of these characters. I mean, these creeps, It is what it is. We know what kind of people govern the planet. It's all a big kind of a blackmail game, but it's also satanic, where these people, whether you believe in Satanism or not, it's really irrelevant. The controllers do. They believe in trafficking in demons. And I'll tell you this, looking at some of the magicians of the last 10, 15, 20 years, Chris Angel and Dynamo and a bunch of these other guys, I could say this, there's a supernatural kind of evil, supernatural, let's say, presence around them that enables them to do some of the things they do. They really can't be explained by like regular, entry level magic. This is there has to be help from, let's just say, as Bob Dylan talked with Ed Bradley, the late Ed Bradley, when he talked about who Dylan made an agreement with, a bargain with, the chief commander in this world, in the world that you cannot see. And I mean, the amount of research that's been done with people like Dylan and all the rappers and the rockers and some of the country people, it's really irrefutable once you've reached critical mass like I have with the research, and you realize that actors and entertainers in the music world, basically this whole soul scalping, soul selling, demonic pact thing that happens with a lot of these people, whether you and I believe in it as people in our realm, it doesn't really matter. This is what they do. This is Crowleyan heavyweight occultism, and it's here, and we should deal with it like rational human beings. See you guys on the other side of the
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Young, I was invincible. I find myself not thinking twice. I never thought about no future. It's just a roll of the dice. But the day may come when you got something to lose, and just when you think you're done paying dues, you say to yourself, dear God, what have I done? And hope it's not too late, cause tomorrow they never come. Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow they never come. Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow they never come. Yesterday is history, and tomorrow's a mystery. But baby, right now, it's just about you and me. You can run, you can hide, just like Bonnie and Clyde. Reach for the sky, never gonna die. Tomorrow may never come. Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow
you don't like that one, you got something wrong with you. Anyway, back to it. There's a lot to cover. We got a half hour left, so let's rock and roll. All right. Now, let's talk about JFK, okay? Trump. Everybody saw it on Drudge. Trump. And then people are poo-pooing it. People are – it's all back and forth, okay? All right, Ken, let's get clip 9 ready, okay? We're going to run through – this is Alex Jones and Roger Stone, okay? And we're gonna go kind of through this here, but let's start at the first part of it, Ken, and you can go ahead and get it queued up. But we're gonna go through a bunch of little segments here. But this ties in with the Bushes. It ties in with Texas. You know, the Israelification of Texas. Okay, look, you got John Hagee down there. You've got Mike Evans, this Christian Zionist. This is like one of the epicenters of Christian Zionism, kind of Southern Baptist, kind of evangelical Christian Zionism in the world. Governor Abbott, which I covered. But you also got the Bush family down there, okay, in on the JFK hit. And then George W. Bush magically comes out of nowhere and starts talking about racism and these new people that don't believe in democracy and conspiracy theories and all this other crap, okay? Right when Trump orders these now look, this could be another layer of the PSYOP, but we got to look at it, okay? All right, Ken, let's start at the first part of clip 9.
It makes me get tears in my eyes to think that the mainstream media and this congresswoman would lie about that recording and put out disinfo. There is nothing they won't do. They have no decency. They are evil. Here is the congresswoman, Frederica Wilson. Let's fade down the music. Let's go out to break with her having her little celebration. Here she is.
You mean to tell me that I have become so important that the White House is following me? And my word, this is amazing. It's amazing. That is absolutely phenomenal. I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now. I'm a rock star now. I'm a rock star
what
now.
What you are is a sick, narcissistic piece of filth who's been destroyed.
All right, let's stop it there, Ken, and then forward it to 2631. Now, this is this crazy Looney Tune Maxine Waters level black female Democrat that always wears these rhinestone weird cowboy hats, and all of us have seen this crap. But let's look at below the PSYOP here. This is an insult, basically, that these kind of Zio Democrats do to black people. Okay, the congressman from Georgia that thinks Guam floats is going to capsize. Maxine Waters, who's went off the rails. Frederica Wilson here. They give black people, my own congressman here, Lacey Clay, this bow tie wearing buffoon, can't even string English together barely. That he actually read Daily Stormer articles on the Congress committee hearings. Funny stuff, but they do this to black people. The Democratic Party does. It's like they recruit the biggest moron that lives in the district and they make them their representative. That's like a psyop they do to black people. It's like this old bag, Frederica Wilson or Maxine Waters or whatever. And then Nancy Pelosi, this old kind of Jesuit stooge out there in San Francisco, she's the same level. They recruit these like tarred level, like the biggest, like, you know, soar to be the representative in certain districts just because they know it's just like, you know, they run roughshod over these people. And it's like a demoralization scheme to where it's just like, wait a minute, this person is my representative? This mentally ill person that's laughing about being a rock star because this whole debacle with Trump's call to the lady that got her husband died recently, you know, and you know, serving in the military. Just insane. I wanted to get to that. Let's play the next segment. We'll get into the JFK kind of stuff.
Well, Alex, yesterday I had the opportunity to make the case directly to the President of the United States by phone as to why I believe it is essential that he release the balance of the currently redacted and classified JFK assassination documents. As you know, back in the 90s, the JFK Document Release Act mandated that the documents would be released over time to the American people unless at some juncture the President of the United States has the express specific authority to postpone one of those releases, in which case it is put off for 25 years. Now, a very good White House source, not the president, told me that the Central Intelligence Agency, specifically CIA Director Mike Pompeo, has been lobbying the president furiously not to release these documents. Why? Because I believe they show that Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the Central Intelligence Agency. It sheds
Pause it, Ken. What if it's the Michael Collins Piper angle, final judgment, that Mike Pompeo, kind of a Zio-Christian type dude, does not want thrown out here? Now, I don't think Trump necessarily, in his close relationship to BB and stuff, I don't think he wants it probably known that Ben-Gurion, you know, the whole Dimona nuclear thing, that whole angle of the JFK hit, I don't think he wants that out there either. And I think they'll redact that, and a lot of people are saying the same. But it's interesting why the CIA director, you know, and we've got the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt with Jones and all them were in on, and this is a multi-layered psyop as well, just like Vegas. And so JFK, you've got people all over the map with it, Fetzer and Jim Mars and Michael Collins Piper, Roger Stone, all these guys that are like the heavyweights in the JFK research circles, and they all come to similar but not always the same conclusions. Go ahead and resume where we were, Ken.
Add light on the deep state, the same characters trying to take down our president right now. So I had a very good opportunity to speak with the president only yesterday. I made the case in a very organized and cogent way. He did not tip off his current decision. We're going to have to wait, I guess, now 6 days before we learn. But he was all ears. And I can tell you, as a guiding philosophy, Alex, he believes in transparency. He believes in the people's right to know. I am optimistic that the president's going to do the right thing.
Okay, go ahead.
He didn't tell me what his decision.
And let's forward to 32-33. Now, let me speak on this. A lot of people are saying that Trump is endearing himself to the truther kind of alt media community with this because there's other things going on under the surface. Preemption, you know, the whole thing with war, the building up of the police state, the alphabet agencies even further. While he's presenting himself as a hero to the truther community, others are saying that you got to watch other things going on. And so, hey, look, I get that, and I'm on board. But at the same time, you know, you want to say, okay, you know, Trump, he's throwing us some morsels here, some crumbs. And so we've all got to make our own decision about why the timing. And I know the expiration date and all that stuff's coming up where he's going to have to, if he doesn't do it now, that it's going to have to wait, blah, blah, blah. Let's get into the Hoover dump on the Bushes. Let's do this, 32-33, Ken. Go ahead.
I'm okay about this because the issue is very good and it's very important. And I was able to make my case in a comprehensive way to the president as to why the JFK documents should be released. Now, I guarantee you that he's heard the other side of this argument from the Central Intelligence Agency, that they don't want their methods exposed. They don't want their track record exposed. I think we know why they're opposed to the release of these documents mandated by law back in the 90s, and that's because they're likely to show that Lee Harvey Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the Central Intelligence Agency. A number of JFK research scholars have thought this for some time. There's a lot of anecdotal proof of it. I think that these documents will nail it. Everybody involved, with the exception of George H.W. Bush, is now dead, Alex. There's no reason why the American people shouldn't know the truth. And in my gut, I think the president's going to do the right thing.
Well, George H.W. Bush said he became director of the CIA in the early 1970s, never being in the CIA, but then later it came out in CIA documents. He was in Texas. He had Zapata oil. He was involved in the Bay of Pigs. They were using the oil companies and offshore drilling rigs as their fronts. It's kind of an open secret around here in Texas. I'm not going to get into it, but let's just say I don't need to read about it in history books. And all of this was going on. All of this was happening. And we know that that he's already CIA documents have come out. So when more thousands of pages come out, there's a reason they're trying to keep it suppressed, because it will validate and vindicate everything we've ever talked about.
No, that's exactly right. The last time we had a data dump like this, we found a memo from J. Edgar Hoover to the head of the FBI office in Dallas, Texas, instructing him to brief George Bush of the CIA regarding the activities of anti-Castro Cubans in the Dallas area. Now, as you point out, George Bush denies that he was working for the CIA in 1963, meaning he perjured himself before the United States Senate in the 70s when he was appointed the director of Central Intelligence.
Okay, go ahead and stop it there. And so this leads to the George W. Bush speech recently, and I, you know, there's articles floating around about Richard Spencer being a deep state operative on Gateway Pundit and your Newswire, almost mirror levels, and then him being basically an operative somehow. And then as soon as Spencer does his thing down there in Florida in Gainesville, George W. comes out and basically smashes the alt-right in code as being racist and not believing in democracy and conspiracy theorists and everything else. So you have another tie-in back to the Bushes with Richard Spencer. And I probably don't have time to get into it, but Ken, let's forward real quick to 3606 on this same video, because there's a couple little segments more that I want to get to. Very fascinating. Go ahead and hit it, Ken.
Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. There are some signs that the intensity of support for democracy itself has waned, especially among the young.
That's good.
All right, stop it there, Ken. And then let's go to 3809. But see, that's a jar at the alt-right who's talk about my Constitution. Because they think basically if you believe in the Constitution and basically Americana, that somehow you're basically going to let your country become collapsed into a third world crap hole like Europe is, because the Constitution's not strong enough to defend, the American genotype strong enough. But what I say is this: there's so much been layered on top and thrown on top of the original ideology of the Founding Fathers, which a lot of people are discovering again, which is about European maintaining a European, basically majority state in this North America. That, see, there's a lot of psyops going on against Americanism, because there's a lot of people that are unresearched and they want to go full blown into a sort of a pseudo, European Mussolini, Franco, Hitler vision for the United States, and they say that's the only solution, et cetera, et cetera. And then you pull in the Jesuits and the, what happened in Europe in World War II and so forth and so on, Rulers of Evil by F. Tupper Saucy and a bunch of these other books, Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Paris and a whole bunch of the other ones, where you got to take some of this stuff into consideration when you're looking at the alt-right. Okay, now let's play that last part at 3809, Ken.
Well, and here is some major breaking news, Alex. I have just learned from a very reliable FBI source that the FBI has opened an investigation between the relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile, and Harvey Weinstein. Epstein.
Okay, you could stop it there. So that was basically, there's supposedly, as far as people are reporting, that Weinstein, Epstein, these two characters are under investigation. Now, hey, let's get clip 18 queued up. This is Joe Rogan, Eddie Bravo, and Brandon Schaub. And I think Jones played this one today, too. But this is about why Trump might be trying to dump some of the JFK info to insulate himself from assassination. Let's do clip 18, Ken.
It's on the Vegas shooting. He hasn't said shit about it.
That's how we're ending it.
You know what I mean?
Well,
what do you, this, you think? You think there was some shady shit going on?
But here's the thing about this Kennedy assassination. One of the reasons why, if I was him, I would focus on the Kennedy assassination is they might fucking kill him. Like, it's entirely possible that he's thinking that he could get assassinated.
100%.
100%.
You know how many people 100%. Want to kill
him? Maybe that's why he's opening it. Maybe.
I would.
I wouldn't think there was any files. Like, why would those files exist? They should have been burned a long time ago.
Yeah,
like,
you would think so, right?
There's no files.
And also, doesn't he have the highest security of all time? Like, they pay the most to protect him out of all time because there's such a threat now?
Oh, he has crazy security. Crazy security. You ever seen the doors on his limo? They had a video of him. I was God, I can't stop coughing today. I was looking at this image of him. There was a video of him getting out of the limo, and I was like, look at that door on that fucking limo. And then I went to some images of the limo. The limo door is like that thick.
Is it different than Obama's though?
I don't know.
Isn't that the standard one that Cadillac makes?
I never looked at the other one. But I mean, the doors are fucking ridiculously
thick. They're bomb-proof.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sick.
That would be the dopest car to drive around in. You'd be like, fuck you.
Everybody. Yeah.
All right, stop.
Fire
this.
Away, boys.
But there's people speculating that Trump, and look, you have to realize the timing, though. Trump has a window to dump the JFK stuff or not dump it. It's going to get sealed for another 25 years. So they're not looking at that angle. They're looking at it as Trump's trying to insulate himself by bringing JFK into the consciousness again. And we're coming up on November 22nd. Okay, it's 10:23 right now. And so, and there's all the parallels between Trump and JFK. A lot of people have kind of fleshed this out. Trump and Lincoln, Lincoln and JFK. But the weirdest stuff is the two parallels between Lincoln and JFK. That stuff's uncanny. That stuff will give you goosebumps. But let's move on. All right, let's transition into this. I gotta touch on this, Ken. This is Mark Faber, clip 12. Get that ready. He makes a comment that's totally faux pas for 2017 America because no white males are allowed to make any kind of comments talking about anything concerning race, or you're automatically Adolf Hitler incarnate. Let's do clip 12.
Mark Faber, the Swiss investor based in Thailand, provoked a backlash from business television and investment management firms on Tuesday after comments in his latest newsletter suggested the United States had only prospered because it was settled by white people. The investor and commentator, known as Dr. Doom for bearish calls on stocks and the economy, was dismissed from the boards of Canadian fund managers Sprott Incorporated, NovaGold Resources Incorporated, and Ivanhoe Mines Limited after his remarks. Business television networks such as CNBC and Fox Business said they would remove Faber from booking lists for their shows. In the October edition of his newsletter, The Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report, in a section discussing capitalism versus socialism, Faber criticized the move to tear down monuments commemorating the U.S. Civil War military leaders of the Confederacy, and said, "Thank God white people populated America, not the blacks. Otherwise, the U.S. would look like Zimbabwe, which it might look like one day anyway, but at least America enjoyed 200 years in the economic and political sun under a white majority." "I am not a racist," Faber continued, "but the reality, no matter how politically incorrect, needs to be spelled out as well. The comments in his newsletter were circulated on Twitter after
You know, we all need to battle against political correctness and let people say what's on their minds. And, you know, just like these NFL clowns, Faber can say what he wants. Now, if people want to trash him and remove him from this or this, he's got to take the fallout. But, you know, I'm done with these goofballs in our society that are just scared to hear another people's opinion. That, you know, it's over. That crap's over with me. Okay? I want to hear whatever's on people's minds. I want to hear it. We can't ever move forward. I got 6 minutes left. The coroner's office in Vegas is shut down. People are wanting all this information on people's deaths. Boom, coroner's office lockdown. Crazy. You got to get into Kevin Barrett and Gordon Duff's latest work about Google Jigsaw, okay? The expose about these guys running basically operations, death squads, fake terror events. Everybody, you got to look at Google Jigsaw, okay? I'm just saying because there's a lot of people doing exposés on it. And remember this. Remember everything all this week about the regurgitation of stuff I covered a year ago, year and a half ago, about Rosatom, Uranium One. Remember all this, all my guys and girls that listen to this program? We covered this. I had Professor Doom on, who had his YouTube channel basically gouged, talking about the whole Russian uranium thing with the Clintons and Obama. Then remember Obama on the hot mic with Medvedev. Hey, I'll have much more flexibility after my reelection. And then you comes out, these clowns are all in bed selling off our uranium supply. And then Hannity and Jones and all them, you know, Hannity breaks it like, you know, from the Hill newspaper, this reporter named Solomon. And stuff that alternative media people were reporting a year and a half ago. Very fascinating of the timing. Last week I reported how there's this buildup, you know, another regiment just went there towards the Russian border with Poland and Romania and all that. And so is the Russian dump this week with Hannity and all the rest, is this some psyop to get us to go at it with the Russians now, even though we all knew about this a year and a half ago with the Bundys and the Malheur stuff? Remember all that Rosatom stuff that dropped Uranium One with the family up there in Oregon, Lavoy Finicum and the Hammond family, all that garbage we covered all that time ago, and now it just gets regurgitated. Very interesting. I only got a couple minutes left. I was going to play a video about this big California drill, okay? It was an AMTV video about this massive earthquake. They're going to do a drill with 9 million people in California about a massive earthquake that's hit. And I remember in the Book of Revelation 6:12 and other places where it talks about this great earthquake such as that has never been seen on the earth before, et cetera, et cetera. And now California drilling for the earthquake. Let's see. Daily Sheeple, I was going to play this, where basically for domestic within this country air travel, some states are going to require a passport, folks, a federal passport embedded with who knows what kind of technology to travel domestically, not even to leave our country. So some states, keep your eyes out on this. They're going to require passports. Fake news. People are going to be able – they're going to start suing people for fake news. So now if you spread something that the controllers consider fake, guess what? You have to worry about being sued now. On a whole nother level, I had a clip to play from a cop. Okay, he's sitting there in a squad car with a badge on and everything else. You can tell he's a real cop. He's talking about November 4th and all the intel coming into all these agencies about, you know, this Antifa civil war garbage coming for the 4th of November and on. So we're at the 23rd of October. I think we've got Halloween coming up. I think we're in a very dangerous false flag kind of window right now. So keep your odds out, okay? And we're at 12:59 here in St. Louis. We're about at the end of the program, and want to thank everybody for listening. I hope it was edifying. And Ken, thank you. And glad too many people didn't call in, because I wouldn't have got to any of the all the material. So see you guys later. Everybody be well and stay on point. Incendiary Radio on RBN. Thanks.
Call me a redneck, a reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, make me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't a gonna take it no more.